Hi, I'm local entrepreneur and business expert Chaz Roswell, and I'm here to talk to you today about this latest episode of Friendly Town Radio. Well, this week, Friendly Town is hiring, and we're looking for people to fill those vacant positions. Well, as a business expert myself, I get the lead on a lot of new job openings in town, and I thought I'd share a few with you now before the top of the show, just to let you know what's coming down the pipeline, and maybe you can shoot your resume off before everybody else give you that little competitive edge. Let me open up the paper here. All right, here's an opening. Hat maker for bears. Must know how to make hats. Must know how to tame bears. Must not be allergic to bear fur or bear claws, both pastry and weapon. Must be able to make tiny little hats for bear circuses, but also make serious hats for bears on the go. All right, so if you need that, you can contact the Friendly Town Bear Circus. You can send their resume off to them at friendlytownbearcircus@hotmail.com. All right, this next one here, double unicycle repairman. This one says, in need of immediate double unicycle repairman, must have experience with chains and gears and cogs and wheels and seats. Do not apply if you are a bicycle repairman. I mean double unicycle. If I meant a bicycle, I'd say a bicycle. All right, and if you can send that off to, you can send that resume off to doubleunicycles@doubleunicycles.com. And finally here, this one here is a position of unsexy secretary filled, now in need of unsexy librarian. Must wear frumpy sweaters, must wear glasses, must have a bun, must keep glasses on, must keep bun tight, and must keep that sweater all the way up to the top button. Will not tolerate any hair metal montages, will not tolerate any suggestive glances. Please apply at the Friendly Town Public Library if interested. All right, so that's just a few of the job openings we have here in town. So if you want to check those out, make sure you send off your resume. And listen in now to Friendly Town Radio as we talk more about some jobs open up around town. Enjoy.
Tyler Sonicson, thank you for being here. We've had a lot of fun imagining Friendly Town, maybe one day bringing it to reality. But as you guys know, as citizens of Friendly Town, wink, that's what you guys are called as audience members at the Friendly Town show. As the citizens of Friendly Town, you guys are in for a special treat every week. For example, this week we have a brand new, hot off the presses, Friendly Town zine, issue one, right down there at the end of the bar. They are available for the low, low price of $2, and we only printed 30, so it is limited edition. We may or may not have only printed 30 because that's all the paper that we had at the print shop the other day, but that makes it collectible. So one day when one of us, probably the guy I'm about to bring on stage, is famous, you're able to say, I have some of his writing right here in a limited edition to 30 zine. So that is available on only $2 per issue. And once again, if you have not liked our Facebook page, go to Friendly Town Knoxville, all one word, facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville. And also, if you guys are on Twitter or even on Facebook as well and you want to post about the show, hashtag Friendly Town, all one word. Boom. There we go. All right. Formalities out of the way. Buy our zine. It's all just, you know, recouping expenses from printing it. We love you very much. My name is Tyler. Whoever's on stage is the mayor. Friendly Town. Yes, tonight we are going to be hiring some people. You know, as any good town council does, we need to figure out who is going to work what job. The people who you see tonight are going to be interviewing positions that they are unaware that they are applying for. To explain the rules and the situation, we have Friendly Town's Director of Human Resources, Mr. Shane Ryan. Yeah, sit down at your desk with your...
Every human resources person should show up with a can of beer to their meetings.
That's actually going to be... We're adding that to the town charter next week. Friendly Town, all human resources directors shall always have a beer in their hand.
I think drinking on the job is a perfect way to be a human resources director.
Oh, absolutely. That is the only way to be a human resources director.
It makes those sexual harassment cases a lot better to listen. Just get through. It's like, Jesus, tell me more.
Shane didn't just say anything. Let's just rewind and pretend he didn't just say anything. And let's talk about how the job interview process is going to go.
Oh, it's very simple. We have a sign-up list that I thought somebody else had already started. So what I have is a blank sign-up list. That's my appointment list for tonight's job interview. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to call for volunteers to come up to be interviewed, I guess, at this point, since I don't know who's in. And then I'm going to call you up, and you're going to introduce yourself. Of course, you know, remember you are also temporarily mayor when you're on stage.
Yes.
And
you're just applying for a job.
But you're applying for a job because double dipping is completely allowed in Friendly Town. Also, you can have two jobs. So anyway, we're going to do that, and then I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to tell you about the job that you've applied for. I'm going to give you some questions to answer, maybe a task to perform for us to show your qualifications for this job, and just tell us a little bit about why this job is the one for you. I think it's pretty simple.
All right. Sounds good. You guys ready?
Yeah.
I think so. Very excited. Last week, y'all did a mascot thing. Hired a mascot.
Yeah, we hired a mascot. Okay. Did we ever figure out it's going to be Boo the Friendly Town Piss Goblin, right? That's our mascot?
The Piss Goblin?
Yeah. For those of you guys who are interested in the differences between goblins and orcs, many are very confused what's the difference between a goblin and an orc. Our bartender, Mayor Todd over there, who's also the town bartender, did a very helpful guide in the Friendly Town zine, and that is available only in print. And I'm just going to be pitching the Friendly Town zine all night, guys. I really want you to buy our zine. It's only $2, and it looks really pretty. Brad Fowler's on the cover in a silver tunic. You don't get that anywhere. All right. Who is the first person in our applicant pool?
Who's the first person on the application form?
Who is the first person in our applicant pool?
All
right. It is going to be, I think we got Jay right here.
Okay. Oh, good.
And then we're going to have Please
welcome to the stage Mr. Jay Kendrick.
I've never applied for a job.
I know, that's why this is...
Whatever. You guys think that's a joke? Like, somehow I got by on a trust fund and Magic the Gathering money, so I don't... Yeah, you can have Magic the Gathering money. It's true. Anyway, go ahead.
It's true. Well, thank you. Why have you decided now is the time to have a job?
There's nothing else to do in Skyrim.
All right.
I've done, you know, like...
That's it. Maybe Skyrim and
I went back to Oblivion and Morrowind too, and like it's just we're done.
It's weird. All those words.
Daggerfall. Even Arena. I'm looking for the deep nerds on this joke.
Okay? Say, all those words.
Looking for the deep fucking nerds on this one.
All right. Well, I'm looking at your resume that you gave me on the back of a gum wrapper.
And, yeah, that's true.
I'm impressed that this was the job you wanted. I want to tell you a little about it, make sure you understand what's going on in the job you've applied for.
Okay.
As you know, in Friendly Town, someone is the victim of a horrible accident every 7 seconds in Friendly Town, and he died. So we need a new person to be the victim of a horrible accident every 7 seconds, and you've applied for that job.
I don't see what the problem is.
What is your
life is horrible, then you die. I'm in. Let's go.
I was gonna say, what's your unique qualifications for being an professional accident victim?
I don't tie my shoes, for one.
That's true. I was worried about that earlier.
Why would you be worried?
High
about
points
that?
For that.
You should look at me and be worried about other things.
So
I cry alone, and my girlfriend's in the bed with me, and I still cry alone. Anyways. Life is sad.
Alrighty. Well, can you tell us about maybe possibly any training you've had as far as being a professional accident victim?
Yeah, I'm a comedian.
And how does that relate for you?
Being a comedian is a lot like gambling. Mm-hmm. You never really win, like ever. Like you get like 5 or 10, 15 bucks there every once in a while, but really you pay way too much to be there.
That's weird.
That joke was fucking prolific. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah.
Let me ask you this though. Can you just quickly just tell us your favorite accident? What are you hoping to be involved in?
My favorite,
as Friendly Town's professional accident victim, do you have any accidents that you're really looking forward to being in?
My birth.
That's weird. You've already been in that one.
Again, let's do it another time. Screw it. First time was good.
I don't think anybody's letting you back in their vaginas, Jay.
Who's single? Yeah, I think it's Shane.
It's me.
Girl was crazy enough to sleep with me. All right.
What do you think are your biggest weaknesses in this job as a professional accident victim?
Professional accident victim. I think it's that I have goals, strangely enough, and I have aspirations later down the line, and I feel like that might, like, you know, collide a little bit. With accident, you know. So
okay. Tell you what. Make sure to leave your phone number.
I won't.
Your Instagram account.
I don't have an Instagram account.
And your Snapchat. I don't do Snapchat. Our receptionist, and we'll get back to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't fall down the stairs or do either way.
Yeah. All right.
Don't be careful. All right, who's our next applicant for a job? I don't know. I can't.
I need a break.
Oh, Todd, Mayor Todd, would you like to have me interviewed?
Yes.
I have a feeling that you would. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Todd Lewis. Not only is he mayor of Friendly Town, he's also the Friendly Town, as you've heard earlier, the Friendly Town bartender, and now he's here. Yes. Thank you for coming in so promptly for your appointment.
No problem. I was in the neighborhood.
Is coming in for a break, scheduling your appointments during bartending breaks, that part of your normal deal? Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Every day.
All right. Well, I want to ask you about this job you've applied for. It's an important one.
Yeah, what is it? Because I was blackout drunk when I applied.
I can tell by some of the writing on the application. So let's get into this. You have applied to be the Friendly Town Werewolf and Mummy Prevention Coordinator.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I want to point out that the last person who had this job, Felix, was only the Werewolf Prevention Coordinator.
Yeah.
And did such a poor job that now the job is Werewolf and Mummy Prevention Coordination.
Well, you know. That's once you let the werewolves in, you know, then the mummies are attracted to their musk. I learned all about this in a Supernatural College.
Oh, tell me about Supernatural College.
It was very interesting. I attended for 7 years.
Is that on the accelerated program?
No. It's, you know, I had problems with like, you know, devils, demons. I had to take that class a few times. I had some problems. Okay. I had a hard time telling them apart from angels. I don't know. Didn't seem like a big deal to me. But all kind of the same thing. I mean, one's good, one's evil, but they're like, you know, it's the same basic structure, organization that they're all a part of, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The what was your favorite class probably at Supernatural College?
Mall walking.
Was that a PE requirement?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a physical requirement. And a lot of malls haunted.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Have you had any experience working in a haunted mall?
Once.
What was that like?
It was pretty good. I sold spa and recreational pools for the devil at Foothills Mall. This was before I went to Supernatural College.
So this is your inspiration?
This is completely. Yeah. That's where I found out about it. You know.
I didn't realize the devil was selling spas and what was the other recreational?
Recreational pools.
Recreational
pools. Well, hell's expensive these days. Okay. And, you know, he needs to scrape together a little bit of extra money, you know, because, like, you can't tempt people with nothing. You've got to have, you know, you got to have something to tempt
what was,
them
with. What was the best one? That what got more people to give their soul over?
The Wavelink 32,000.
Ooh, that was a nice one. I like that. I have that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll.
I still.
It'll do it. I mean, like a lot of people aren't even using their soul. I don't know. But anyway, this is sort of a tangent.
That's true. It is.
And we're here to talk about werewolves and mummies.
Werewolves and mummies, and we want to prevent them.
Yes. And how to prevent them?
Can you just, you know, obviously, if you're hired for the job, you're going to have to come up with a strategic plan.
Yeah.
Have you put any thought into the plan?
Yes. We can dig lots of caves, and dump 4 feet of snow on the ground every day. It'll get rid of the mummies and werewolves. It will attract yetis, but yetis good for tourism.
Now, tourist commissioner has issued some thoughts on the yeti situation. We're not quite ready for infrastructure for a yeti, and also where would we get snow every day?
Huh?
Where would we get snow?
You just freeze water. It's not rocket science.
That would be ice, actually. But okay,
well,
sure.
I mean, you put it in a... I don't know how that shit works, man. I went to Supernatural College, not like how to maintain a ski slope college.
What right now, I mean, besides... Is there anything citizens of Friendlytown could be doing right now, just any basic, normal, routine things they could do to help us with werewolf and mummy prevention?
If they want to spend $2 on a zine, mummies and werewolves hate zines. And they will not bite or touch you with their finger of death if you have a zine. It makes you completely immune. And also, the opposite sex and same sex also find it attractive. And it will make your car go faster.
Fascinating. Real quick, your biggest strengths that you bring to the job?
Well, you know, I'm a real go-getter. I like to go and get things. Right now, I just went and got a beer. And then I went and got on stage.
Fair enough. Thank you. If you'll just leave
some... Are you going to ask about my weakness?
Sure, I'll ask you about your weaknesses. A lot of people aren't so eager. Typically, a lot of people aren't eager to tell me their weaknesses, but if you want
to... That was, like, really the only thing that... fire, radiation, werewolf bites, and a touch of death. Those are all weaknesses I have. Radioactive spider bites as well. And I don't know, I'm a little bit prone to vampires, but I haven't had a problem so far.
Well, we haven't either. We've not had a vampire problem yet. However, I will say that since the accident at the radioactive spider farm, this could be a problem for you, but we could probably find some workarounds. I can talk to the people in employee safety. And
okay.
We can make some arrangements for you.
Well, I mean, like, I told them, like, I don't know. I told them to put snow around those caves that they were putting the radioactive spiders in, and they didn't know how to do that. They wouldn't listen to me. So, I don't know. And I mean, like, I know I let you guys down on a ghost prevention and keepyoutery.
That's
ghost
true.
And banshee. Ghost. I mean, I didn't know ghosts and banshees were the same thing, so I kind of took care of the ghosts, but I forgot about the banshees.
It's true, and the school, building the school on top of the cemetery, I think also was a poor decision on your part.
Where else were we going to build it?
True. Well, there was that vacant lot across the street from the cemetery.
Yeah, but that's where I like to smoke cigarettes when I'm, like, in my car.
Fair enough. All right. Well, if you'll just leave some information at the receptionist again, we'll make sure to get back with you. And
you have my tasteful nude, right?
I do have a tasteful nude. Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Todd. All right. So I think we all know who's getting that job. Who's next on our job applicants? Is it you? Is it Mayor Ricky? Mayor Ricky Higgins, please come on. Everybody welcome Mayor Ricky Higgins.
My biggest weakness is probably that I work too hard.
Wow, I didn't even ask.
And well, now you know.
You know what I think everybody in Friendlytown's biggest weakness is they are proud of their weaknesses. Let's get into your application, because I'm excited for this.
I'm ready.
I can tell, because you seem like already you've got the personality for this job. Already I can sense it. I can see it. You seem excited in it. Why did you want to be the TV news anchor for the Friendly Town Noon News?
Listen, I feel like if you control the media narrative, you may, in fact, control the town. And that's what I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, control is a big... you know, draw for me. So I would really like to be the anchor because I would like to shape the way that people see the town.
Okay.
And perhaps control their behavior.
Yeah. Any journalism experience?
Not per se.
That's not necessary. It's news. But could you do me a favor? Could you give me an example of maybe how you would deliver the news on the noonday news for Friendly Town TV?
Well,
Just pretend there's an audience out there, and just give them the news. Just any story.
Well, here's the issue: is that nothing really happens in this town.
Did I not mention you weren't here earlier? We were just talking about the radioactive spider farm accident.
It's Monday. Nobody wants to hear about that.
Sure. Well, is there a story you maybe could tell? Just a real quick little, just a blurb that you would. Give me an example of how you would give the news.
Listen, I'm really qualified for this job.
I understand that. But anything.
Listen, let's see. News. It's a funny thing, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta. You know, did I mention that I got this sphere of cameras, and so we're just gonna have to take those out of the equation.
Well, that's fine. It's really cameras are not a problem. We can work around that as well. But what I really need to do is just if you would just give a short.
Well, I've also got this fear of public speaking, so we might have to. You work with that, but you know it's a.
You would not be the worst anchor
so
we've ever had.
You're required to accommodate me.
That's true. You would not be the worst anchor we've ever had. Could just real quick, just maybe give us a weather update out there.
It's not good. I'll tell you that. It's not good out there. Don't go outside. Stay inside.
Oh, wait, can I stop you? You didn't. Did you not read the whole job description?
There was so much else on my plate. I just, you know.
The Friendly Town Noon News is strictly for pets. everybody's gone to work. Their pets are watching TV. That's who the Noon News is for. If you speak normal, they're not going to understand you. Could you try again?
Oh, well, you know what? This is actually really great because I am an excellent pet psychic. So
this is great. Now, could you try giving the weather to pets now?
I am. Yeah, they heard me.
There was no ball of
they heard
scream
me.
Or anything? No flashing of squirrels me. Or nothing?
Listen, when you go home to your pets tonight, you can ask them.
All right, I will.
They'll tell you. They're not going outside anytime soon, I'll tell you that much.
So your strengths as a pet news anchor...
Yes.
...would be...
Telepathy. Yes. I also went to Supernatural College.
Wow. Really?
Todd and I, you know, we used to pal around on the quad and what have you.
How many sides on
throw
the
quad? Throw some frisbees.
Anomalies. The what? The anomalies?
That's the mascot.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, the supernatural anomalies?
Gotcha.
Go anomalies.
That's weird, but okay. So at the Supernatural College where you learned how to be a pet psychic?
Well, it's where I honed my craft.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Real quick, if you wouldn't mind, just tell me also real quick, in addition to your what were your other weaknesses probably for this job?
Gosh, my other weaknesses. Well, there's just so many. Let's see. I'm not real keen on keeping up with current events.
That could be a problem.
So,
it's the news.
I would need someone to fill me in on that. I don't know if anyone around here does that.
We haven't designated yet. We do have an opening for a reporter.
Mm.
So if you could maybe be the reporter,
listen,
you fill yourself in.
I am super qualified for that job.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you go apply for that job, and we'll call you back.
Okay. That'd all right. It sounds good.
That sounds excellent. I feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, yeah. I left my phone number and my email address and my address and mm-hmm. my social security number. Mm-hmm. And
the bank routing number.
Yeah. Just,
gotcha.
You know, do what you will with all that information.
I'm excited for this.
I'm really excited for this opportunity.
Well, I think you would be an excellent noonday news anchor for pets.
I think so too.
If you don't believe me about the whole pet telepathy thing,
just there's going to be a present for you in your shoe when you get home. Just.
That's weird.
Trust me.
I don't have pets. Okay.
You don't. Yes.
I'm so excited. Thank you very much. Mayor Ricky Higgins, everybody.
Thank you.
We have the sign up list. Who's next?
I don't know.
I'm hearing things. Oh, it's Bridget. Mayor Bridget's here, ladies and gentlemen.
They're not for you.
Oh. So that's the worst bit of bribery I've ever seen.
Yep.
Oh, I love that woman.
You are.
Oh, excellent. God.
This is great. I'm excited for you on this one. You applied to be the curator.
Fuck yeah, I did.
Of the Friendly Town Museum of Limited Edition Collectible Plates.
I love curing things.
That's not what a curator...
What am I collecting?
it would be for... You'd be in charge of the Museum of Limited Edition Collectible Plates.
Plates. I got spoons, but I can work on plates.
Can you?
I have a Ronald McDonald one at home.
You have a collectible Ronald McDonald plate?
I don't know if it's collectible, but it can be.
Why did you apply for this job?
Well, Mayor, to be honest with you, Shane, for 12 years I was HBIC of an entertainment establishment.
Oh, wow.
Now I work in a deli. I date a homeless man.
He's a juggalo?
What the fuck else do I have going for me? I want to cure some plates.
The plates don't need to be cured. They're curated.
I'm going to curate the plates. Cure.
Yeah.
Short. Curate.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. So, what? Do you have any favorite? Sure. Okay, sit down. Do you have any favorite collectible plates that you like to work with?
Oh, I do have the Ronald McDonald.
Uh-huh.
That one's really nice. Mm-hmm. I can cut quesadillas on it like a boss. I have a styrofoam one. I've washed it a few times, but it's still A-okay. Oh, I don't put it in the microwave.
Tell Santa something else.
Otherwise, I'd have to cure it.
Okay.
I have one that I stole from a pizza place once. They served me cheesecake on it, and I felt really bad, and I haven't gone back yet.
Wow. Was it a good cheesecake?
Yes, and the plate was amazing.
Well, what made this plate better than all the other plates you could have stolen?
It had blue writing on it. I love the color blue.
This is going to be good. So at the Friendly Town Museum, do you feel like you would be capable of working in a building full of plates and not stealing any of them?
No.
Absolutely
not.
I admire your honesty. I'm going to go ahead and assume honesty is also one of your weaknesses. Would that be the
case? Actually,
mm-hmm.
I haven't been practicing my Kegels, so it'd be my pussy.
Oh, well. See, everything seems fine right now. I thought you were practicing just now. I didn't know. Tell Santa something else. Tell me about maybe... were you ever inspired by a collectible plate?
Oh, man. Plates. I mean, I was inspired by that styrofoam plate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lie. I did lie. I have put it in the microwave once, and then I have the fumes. And I was inspired by the fumes.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. That's a great big hobby for everybody here.
Yep.
Have some beer. I'm gonna go on a limb here. Do you know what an HR person does?
I've been to HR many times.
I don't doubt that at all.
Apparently working at a corporate supermarket, you're not supposed to take your clothes off for the customer.
I don't understand those rules
either. When they ask for some meat.
Well.
I'm just like beat it up and that's not appropriate.
Not it?
It's not appropriate. But they do have the three strike rule, so.
You have not hit three strikes yet?
Well, you know, blowjobs cure all. Cure aid, you know.
Okay.
More than plates.
Yes, they do.
That beer tastes like shit.
I think it's Czechoslovakian.
That's gross.
Well,
I'm going to curate that.
Fair enough. real quick, if you had a choice, let's assume worst case scenario, the Friendly Town Museum of Limited Edition Collectible Plates is on fire. And you can only save one plate.
Ronald McDonald.
It's not in there.
What? I thought I was in charge.
What? I'm talking about the current inventory.
Current inventory.
Would you save the Dale Earnhardt Sr. commemorative plate?
Nope.
Oh.
That's a hard no.
Or
hard pass.
The Ooh. Holocaust denial plate.
Man, I shouldn't have said no so fast. Yeah.
That's probably the first time you've ever said that.
Wrong. I've been approached by Jay Kendrick. I said no real quick.
Good girl. All right. So, which one would you say? Which would you say?
Since we're coming back to this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, I'm going to flash in the Ronald McDonald plate.
Okay.
And I'm going to save that instead.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mayor Prison, everybody.
Yeah!
I think you got that job. You got that job.
Maybe I'm a cure plate.
Yeah!
Just my...
Got a job.
I'll have work.
I don't know how to tell any of them this. These don't pay money. This pays less than being a juggalo. Who's our next job applicant, ladies and gentlemen?
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll take it.
You are.
Hello.
Oh, I'm excited for you. This is Mayor Aaron Chastain, ladies
Hello,
and gentlemen.
Everybody.
Ladies, please welcome Mayor Chastain.
Welcome me. I'm your mayor. Hello. Welcome me. Thank you.
Oh, Mayor Matt Chastain, I'm excited. You have applied to be Friendly Town's designated political protester.
Oh, did
you
I?
Of course, you know the job rules would be that you protest everything.
No, I'm not.
I'm not doing it. I don't think you understand.
I'm not doing it. I will take my clothes off right now and run through this bar with my wing ding hanging on.
That is not
everywhere.
Necessary. That is not necessary at all.
You're not necessary with your rules and this regulation that you have established here to set up on this stage. I'm not taking it anymore.
Yeah!
Yeah. So step with me. Come on.
Woo!
There we go.
Can you give an example of a political protest you've done recently that you're particularly proud of?
This one right now. This is my favorite protest because I'm taking a stand against this guy telling me to take stands against protesting.
Okay. Maybe what was the one that you've had, a political protest that you would like to do over if you had a chance?
Probably the one time that I chained myself to a tree with duct tape.
Well,
yeah, I was nude.
Okay, do all of your protests involve nudity?
Well, why not?
Well, there's like one semi-placid applause for you on that.
That's how a protester is a work. We begin as one, and then we grow, and then we grow, and then we grow. Right, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I got two now. I got two, and we're taking a stand against you.
Why me? I'm hiring for this job.
So I'm your guy.
Because as the political protester,
yes,
your job would be to go to city council meetings.
Okay, and protest.
And protest
right.
Whatever the city council
right.
is wanting
well,
to do.
Well, are there trees around this city hall?
There could be trees.
And am I supplied a duct tape as well?
The duct tape would be on your own. That would be an out-of-pocket expense on your own.
I can do it, sir.
Okay.
I can do it.
If you had to...
As long as I can be nude.
Okay, I'll bring it up in the community.
I'm going to be nude.
can you maybe give me an example of somehow you might like to organize a political protest? Are you taking off your clothes right now?
Should I?
No.
Would that make me a protest? Yes.
What would be an example of a how would you organize a grassroots effort of a political protest in Friendly Town?
Well, what I would do, I would go to the local high schools and rally the children because they're little, but they're strong in numbers, and they will listen to anything, absolutely anything.
So you're going to lure children
right
into protesting with you.
Right. But we're not going to be nude this time. That's illegal. And I'm taking a stand against illegalness, so.
Okay. Yeah. Real quick, what are your some of your strengths you bring to the political protest game?
I would say, well, if you're not supplying the duct tape, I guess duct tape. And also, I believe I can kind of whip up tan like the three times the pepper spray that an average applicant could. So.
How do you know this?
Don't ask.
Okay.
Everybody else in many trees.
Okay.
So nude.
Do all of your protests involve strapping yourself to a tree?
And being nude, yes.
Yes. Okay. Regardless.
So don't cut down the trees or I will duct tape myself to them. And then please don't cut down that tree, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Real quick, any weaknesses I should be aware of?
None. No.
No?
I'm strong. Right. Strong like duct tape. Don't forget, October 13th at the City Hall, I just planted three trees. We'll give it a few years, and we'll go down there. Okay, guys?
All right.
All right?
Thank you very
much. All right, guys?
Thank you. All right, Jesse.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, we got time for some more job interviews real quick. Thank you, Mayor Jesse. Appreciate it. Anybody else applying for a job tonight that I need to be aware of? I'm not seeing any. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Jamie is back. Mayor Jamie. Oh, Mayor Jamie. Welcome to the job interview.
Hey.
Are you very excited?
I couldn't be more excited.
I didn't realize you were looking for a job, but I'm glad that you filled
out. Do you have any visa restrictions?
This one does not have any visa restrictions.
Awesome.
Anybody, MasterCard, American Express, whatever you want to use. You have applied to be the stable manager of the Friendly Town Hippopotamus Refuge. Why? No one wanted that job.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you know anything at all about hippopotami?
Yes.
What?
The plural of hippopotamus is hippopotami.
And how are you going to use this in your stable managing duties? Are you okay?
Twitch.
Twitch. A twitch. That I'm worried about that twitch.
Okay.
It could startle the hippopotami.
No.
Have you worked with hippopotami before?
No.
Have you worked with animals of any sort?
Yes.
And that would be?
I have a dog.
And a dog. All right. And how does your experience as a dog owner?
There's a fish on that wall.
How does your experience as a dog owner and observer of fish qualify you to be the stable manager at the Hippopotamus Refuge?
That fish is dead.
You have you had a brain injury since I saw you last earlier today?
No.
Okay. Perhaps you'd like to give me some information about any other past jobs you've had.
Okay. I got toothpaste on my t-shirt, but it's white, so I planned ahead.
That's genius, actually. See, you're a genius. That's what I'm learning from you. You're a
thanks. I just had to warm up.
So you're idiot savant, mostly idiot. Is that what I'm getting from you at this point?
Sorry, what?
What are your weaknesses? I think I have a list of weaknesses for you for the Hippopotamus Refuge.
Wait.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
You can tell me that.
Uh huh.
What were they?
Well, my weaknesses.
Yes.
That was what you want to know.
Yes, I want to know the weakness.
My weakness.
Yes.
Well, I once got fired from working in a movie theater because I was too high. And that's usually one of the reasons that they hire you. So.
Are you high right now?
I forgot.
Fair enough. All righty. Well.
You're my dad.
All right. Awesome. What?
Hi.
Why don't you leave your information with the receptionist, and we'll do. We'll
Where's the?
She's out there somewhere. Just randomly talk to a woman, or destroy.
She wasn't there.
Not though. No, just put
that way.
Go that way.
Okay. Thanks.
That'd be perfect.
Can I get the help?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll have to ask the hippopotami. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Jamie. All right, we got. Thank you, Mayor. Okay, we got time for one more interview. Oh, it's Mayor Shador. Mayor Matt is here, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, how you doing?
Good. This is just a little some thanks for whatever.
Oh. Don't let that affect your decision making.
You're not gonna sit in my lap, are you?
Hey, man. No.
Thank you. I appreciate this. Thing I don't know what it is. So you've applied for a job.
Yeah.
And although I understand you're not here, you're not going to be here very long.
That's, but you never know, right?
Never know. It's true.
You never know.
Things can happen.
Paperwork's difficult.
This is a job that you may be uniquely qualified for. You have applied to be the Friendly Town Chief of Police.
Yeah.
Could you tell me why you think you should be the Friendly Town Chief of Police?
Oh, can I? I love everything about being a police. Yeah, I like the uniforms. I like the color blue. Blue looks good on me. I have some very serious thoughts about criminal justice.
Well,
that I feel like that Friendly Town needs.
No,
look at this lawless group of individuals.
I need to stop you. I'm sorry that you didn't turn over. I didn't turn over the page. You had applied for being the Friendly Town Chief of the Police Fan Club.
Same answer. I love everything about the police. You know what? Can I just say something about the police? They can do no wrong in my eyes. I'll say that right now.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, whatever they do, perfectly.
Everything they do is...
Oh, what are they doing? Well, name one bad thing a cop's ever done. Anybody. No, you can't think of one. You can't think of a single one. There's not one incident, or possibly thousands of incidences, on maybe a daily basis that the police are doing that you could think of anything.
So, as a fan of as the chief of the police fan club,
yeah,
what are some activities you think you might try to program for us?
Oh man, I think that we want to bring awareness of the police, so I think that we should start a crime spree. Just kind of sponsor a crime spree so that people can get out there, just put some bricks through some windows, do some nice light looting. That's a fun way to spend a Saturday. You get up, you have a light brunch, you go out, you put on a ski mask, and you do a little looting, and then your whole day is set. I feel like I'm just describing the perfect day. I think
it is. Where would you go to brunch?
Well, for me, yeah. Mostly just Hardee's.
It's not a choice for brunch, but it's
Friendly Town. No, but they got many biscuits. They can't put, there's nothing they can't put in or on a biscuit.
And they've got the patio seating now.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever experienced running a fan club before?
Oh, yes. I used to run a personal fan club for myself. And
how'd that go?
I could not get a lot of people to join, but I felt like everybody who did join, who was, again, just me, was really committed. Like, we were really interested in supporting our guy, who was, again, me.
Okay. Any particular weaknesses I should be aware of that would maybe impact your ability to do this job?
I have to pee about every 10 minutes.
How would that affect anything, though, really?
Just every 10 minutes I have to get up and go into another room for a couple minutes,
uh-huh.
And then I just come back.
Okay.
So if something's longer than 10 minutes, it'll get interrupted.
Good to know. All right.
Yeah,
any other things you want to ask me or anything?
What does the job pay?
as with all Friendly Town jobs, the payment is just in the satisfaction of knowing you've done your job well.
What if I do not do the job well? Because historically, I am not good at having jobs.
True. You still get the satisfaction.
Oh.
But now you're lying to yourself.
Wouldn't be the first time, I guess.
Okay. Well, then, I think we've hired you for the police fan club. Woo-hoo. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Matt. We got music coming up here in just a minute. I don't know anything about that part. But stick around for them. And next week, next Monday, right, to Mayor Tyler? Is that the word?
Yeah, next Monday. We are going to be right back here on the stage, same time, same place. Like us on Facebook for all the weird updates of Friendly Town. This is. If you have any questions about the show, please feel free to talk to any of us. We are very excited to see where it's going to go. This is show number 3, and I think we had a good time. Do you guys have a good time?
Yeah, that works.
That works. That's a win.
That will let me sleep happy tonight.
Big old W column for us. And again, we have zines available. The Friendly Town zine, issue number 1, only $2 down there on the bar. And yeah, Shane's got one right there. It's very nice, limited edition.
I owe you $2.
Oh, cool. I appreciate that. It would be super awkward if you just gave me the $2 right now, wouldn't it? Let's not do that. All
see
right.
Ya.
Hey, see you guys. Have a good weekend. Rest of the week/weekend. See you next week.
Well, as you've just heard, most of these jobs have gone unfilled. Well, maybe they can come and see me, Chaz Roswell, for more job advice. And you can contact me too. I'm at chaztheman@gmail.com. So email me if you want, some tips on your resume or on interview form or just want to hang out. I'm a cool guy. I'm a businessman, all right? So keep your eye on those classified pages, folks, and maybe you'll get a job here in good old Friendly Town. Hope you enjoyed Friendly Town Radio. Have a good night.